Jungle Kick Placement Around Breaks, Beginner Edition. We're in Ableton Live, we're making a two-bar loop, and the whole mission is simple. Keep the breaks character, but make the low end hit like a modern drum and bass track. Here's the big mindset shift. In Jungle, the break already has kicks. So if you just start throwing your own kick on top, you'll get flams, you'll get random low end spikes, and the groove will feel messy instead of intentional. Your job is to make smart decisions. Do I reinforce what's already there? Do I replace it, or do I leave space and add a kick in the gaps? All right, let's build it. First, project setup so your drums behave. Set your tempo to somewhere between 170 and 174. Let's just pick 172 BPM so we're in the pocket. Now make three tracks. An audio track called Break, a MIDI track called Kick, and optionally an extra audio track if you later want a snare or clap layer, but we can ignore that for now. Turn your metronome on. We'll use it for editing, but later you're going to turn it off, because Jungle Groove is not about perfect grid, it's about feel. Step 1. Load and prep the break. Drag in a classic break, Amen style. Think, hot pants, whatever you've got. Put it on the break track. Click the clip, go down to clip view, and turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Set preserve to around 1/16th as a starting point. This usually keeps the break punchy without turning it into mush. And turn transient loop mode off unless you specifically want that stuttery, loop transient sound. Now here's the move that makes this lesson 10 times easier in the long run. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use the built-in slicing preset, Slice to Drum Rack. What this does is it turns the break into individual slices on pads. And that's huge because now you can manage the break's kick moments instead of fighting a single audio clip. If that feels like too much as a beginner, you can keep it as audio for now, but slicing is the cleanest way to really control kick placement around a break. Step 2. Identify where the break already kicks. Loop two bars. Not one bar. Two bars gives you the repetition and the variation. Now listen for three things. Where's the main downbeat kick on beat 1? Where are the ghost kicks, often tucked before snares? And are there any kicks landing uncomfortably close to the snare hits? And here's a quick little ear hack. Throw an EQ8 on the break and temporarily low pass around 200 Hz. You're not mixing yet, you're just isolating the thump so you can hear where the break is already punching. Once you've identified the kick moments, disable that EQ so you're not fooling yourself. Teacher tip. Treat the snare as your no-go zone. In most jungle breaks, the snare transient is the anchor. If your added kick lands within a few milliseconds of the snare transient, it can create a weird click, or a push that feels like the loop trips. If you want a kick near the snare, either move it clearly earlier, or place it a full 16th note away so it reads as intentional. Step 3. Choose a kick that actually works at 172. On the kick MIDI track, load a drum rack. Drop a kick sample onto a pad. Pick something short and weighty. At this tempo, long kick tails blur into the bass and the next break hit. You want a kick that speaks fast. Look for a solid fundamental somewhere around 45 to 70 Hz, depending on the key of your tune and your bass choice. And make sure the transient is clear. A busy break needs a kick that can poke through without you having to crank it. Open the kick in Simpler. Make sure it's in one-shot mode. Turn on Snap, and if the transient feels a little late or soft, nudge the start point slightly forward. Tiny moves can make the kick feel instantly tighter. Now step 4, the core concept. Three kick placement strategies. This is the whole lesson. Strategy A is reinforce. You place your kick right where the break already kicks, usually on the downbeat, but you keep it subtle. It's not adding a new rhythm, it's adding modern weight. Strategy B is replace. If the break kick is weak, boxy, or inconsistent, you reduce or remove that break kick and put your kick exactly there instead. This gives you clean, controlled low end. Strategy C is counterpoint. You add a kick in the gaps where the break doesn't kick. This creates that rolling drive without stepping on the break's main accents. As a beginner, start with reinforce, then add a tiny bit of counterpoint. Replacing is powerful, but it's a slightly more advanced move because it requires more editing judgment. Step 5. Program a beginner-proof two-bar pattern. Create a MIDI clip on the kick track that's two bars long. Set your grid to 1/16th. Here are your starter placements. Bar 1. Put a kick on 1.1.1. That's the downbeat. Optionally, add one on 1.3.1. Beat 3 downbeat. Optional means optional. If the break is already heavy, skip it. Bar 2. Kick on 2.1.1. Downbeat again. Now the magic beginner push. Add a kick on 2.2.3. That's an offbeat spot that adds movement without turning into chaos. Optionally, at 2.3.1 if you want more stability. Why does this work? Because the downbeats give you the foundation, and that one offbeat kick adds jungle motion without you writing a whole new kick drum solo over the break. Now turn off the metronome for a second and listen to the loop. If it immediately feels like it's rolling forward, you're on the right track. Step 6. Fix flams. This is where beginner loops become oh wow. A flam is when the break kick and your kick aren't perfectly aligned, so you hear two hits instead of one. It can make your kick feel weaker, not stronger, because the energy spreads out. Fast method. Track delay. On the kick track, use track delay and try pulling it earlier, like -5 to -15 milliseconds if it feels late. If it feels early, push it later by a few milliseconds. We're talking tiny numbers, but the difference is massive. Precise method. Nudge MIDI notes. Zoom in. Turn the grid off and move the note slightly until it locks with the break transient. And best long-term method. If the break kick always fights your added kick in the same spot, that's a sign you might want to replace the break kick, or at least make more space in the break's low end. Extra coach note here, decide what your kick is for. If your kick is mainly sub-weight, it can be a little quieter, and sometimes even a hair late without sounding wrong. If your kick is for punch and attack, it has to line up tight with the break's kick transient, or you'll immediately hear doubling. Step 7. Make space so the kick owns the subs. On the break track, at EQ 8, high pass the break around 80 to 120 Hz. Start at 90. You're not doing this because rules. You're doing this because the break's low end is inconsistent, and your kick and bass need a stable foundation. If you want extra snap, add drum bus on the break. Keep drive modest, like 2 to 8%. Keep boom off at first, because boom can fight your kick and your bass. Add a little transients, maybe +5 up to +20, until the break speaks more clearly. Now the break gives you character and mid-range movement, and your kick gives you consistent low-end impact. Step 8. Process the kick, simple and effective. On the kick track, start with EQ 8. Do not low-cut it. You want the subs. If it sounds boxy, dip a little around 200 to 350 Hz. If it needs a tiny bit more definition, a very small boost around 2 to 5 kHz can help, but be careful. In drum and bass, it's easy to turn a kick into a plastic click if you overdo that range. Add saturator. Analog clip mode. Drive around 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. This helps the kick stay audible on smaller speakers without needing to be insanely loud. Optional. Add a compressor. Ratio 2:1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so the transient still punches. Release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is control, not destruction. Quick sound design tip. If your kick disappears behind the break, don't immediately crank 3 to 5 kHz. Try a little more saturation, and then a tiny lift around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz. That can add presence that survives busy hats without turning into click city. Step 9. Check the low end in context. A kick pattern can sound amazing solo and then collapse when you add a bassline. So do a fast test. Drop in a simple sustained bass note. Just one note. Held. Now listen for wobble or weird swells in the low end. That usually means overlap or phasey stacking. If your kick gets smaller when layered with the break, do a phase sanity check. Try nudging the kick by 1 to 10 milliseconds, or throw a utility on something and try phase invert left or right, because sometimes breaks are weird down low. And consider making the kick mono below about 120 Hz so the sub is consistent. Here's another fast diagnostic trick. Put a gate on the break and sidechain it from the kick. Set it so it closes slightly when the kick hits. If the groove suddenly becomes clearer, that's proof you had too much kick energy in the break at those exact moments. Your options are: high pass the break a bit more, reduce the break kick slice, or avoid that placement. Now let's talk arrangement, because jungle isn't supposed to feel like a two-bar loop copy-pasted forever. Try this easy progression. Bars 1 to 8, reinforce downbeats only. Keep it steady. Bars 9 to 16, bring in that offbeat kick on 2.2.3 for extra drive. Bars 17 to 24, remove one expected kick right before a fill, so you create tension. Bars 25 to 32, bring it back and maybe add a crash or ride for lift. You can also automate energy without adding notes. For example, slowly raise the break's high pass frequency in the build, then bring it back down in the drop. Or automate the break's drum bus transients a touch higher when the drop hits. And one classic drop punctuation trick. On the first hit of the drop, let the kick be more solo. Mute the break for the first eighth note, or filter the break for the first beat then open it. Suddenly the kick placement feels super intentional. Common mistakes to avoid as you do this. 1. Layering kicks without checking timing and phase. That's how you get weak punch and messy lows. 2. Leaving full sub in the break. That's how you get mud and your limiter starts pumping. 3. Overprogramming kicks. Breaks are busy. Too many kicks can kill the roll. 4. Kick tail too long. Shorten it in simpler with fade out until it stops stepping on the next transient. Now a quick mini practice exercise to lock this in. Make 3 versions of your 2-bar loop. Version A. Reinforce only. Kicks on 1.1.1 and 2.1.1. Version B. Add drive. Add that offbeat kick at 2.2.3. Version C. Counterpoint. Add 1 kick in a tasty gap, but stay away from the snare transient. For each version, do 3 things. High pass the break around 90 Hz. Align the kick using track delay or note nudging. Export or bounce 8 bars and a slash B them. Your win condition is this. One version should feel tighter and heavier without sounding busier. That's the whole art of kick placement around breaks. Final recap. Jungle breaks already contain kicks, so you're choosing when to reinforce, replace, or counterpoint. Start with simple downbeat kicks, then add 1 offbeat for movement. Prevent low-end chaos by high-passing the break and letting the kick own the subs. And remember, micro-timing is a groove tool, not just a fix. A few milliseconds early feels urgent. A few milliseconds late feels heavy. Keep it subtle. If you tell me which break you're using and whether your kick is clean subby, clicky, or distorted, I can suggest a few safe gap placements that usually work with that specific groove.